If there's one thing everyone can agree on, it's that finances can be confusing, especially when you're trying to make sure your career, family life, and everything in between is taken care of. Trust me, I'm right there with you. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a budgeting newbie, or just someone looking to supercharge your financial future in about 15 minutes, this is for you. If you're ready to make your money work harder for you, and if you're ready to spark true financial independence, then you've come to the right place. I'm Teresa Arago, and this is Talking Sense. Studies show that women are playing a growing role as the primary financial decision makers in their families. Yet, they also show that there is a lingering uncertainty when it comes to feeling confident in chasing their financial goals. So on Talking Sense today, I've brought Alec Darrell in, and we're going to talk about boosting your financial confidence. And I will say this is an episode we're gearing towards women because this study came out, and I personally have a lot of conviction in this. However, this could apply to anybody. When you look at the statistics overall, women were studied in this one, but a lot of people don't feel confident. And I mean, you've been in the meeting room. Have you not found that to be the case too?
Yeah, we really run into it every day where we have clients come in and they're not too confident. Even if they're doing the right thing, they just don't know if they are, and they don't have that confidence. And that's one thing that's really important. You could be doing all the right steps, but if you're not confident in it, then you may not stick to it.
And then we have others who are really confident and they're taking absolutely the wrong steps. So it can go either way for you. But today we're focusing in on this study that came out from Primerica. It found that despite significant advancements in education, employment, and financial security over the past half century, women continue to face challenges in financial confidence and representation within the financial services industry. I can say that this works out great for me when I go to conventions because me and my other female advisors have plenty of space in the restrooms. It's the one time where we can go to a big event and we don't have to wait in line. So there's that. But more importantly, women are increasingly taking a leading role in their family's finances. So having that confidence in that role, I feel like is a critical thing for us to address.
Yeah. The Primerica survey also stated that women feel somewhat or very confident in basic financial tasks, such as debt management, and including 83% who feel competent at building good credit and 81% who feel the same way about paying down credit card debt. Now, budgeting, 78% feel confident, and saving, 72% feel confident. However, when it comes to investing, that confidence drops dramatically. Despite other studies suggesting that women tend to outperform men in terms of investment returns, Primerica found that just one-third of women, 34%, were confident in their ability to invest in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. That's really interesting that when it comes to budgeting, savings, debt payment, credit cards, the confidence, it's more than 50%. It's in the 70s and 80s. But when it comes to stocks and bonds, mutual funds, investing, it's 34%. Why do you think that is?
I can say that that rings true for how I felt when I, you know, wasn't living in this world every day. I had emergency savings. I didn't have debt. I was working really hard, but those things are tangible. I can look at my bank balance and know where I'm at. I can measure that with an app super easily. But when it comes to investing, A, there's not a lot of good education out there. There's a lot of people who say they are gurus, who say they've got the thing that's going to fix it. Most of them aren't licensed and have no clue what they're doing. They're just guessing and hoping they get it right. I think it's a lot harder to know what that means. You know, when you have a savings goal, it's usually a number that's very tangible. When you're talking about long-term goals like retirement or building wealth, how do you really even know if you've arrived? So I can see how that feels overwhelming for people who don't know how to do that math or have good tools at their disposal like we do to set that up. And then women, we carry that burden of protecting our family. And I'm not talking about protecting from someone breaking in. Obviously, that's not what I'm talking about. But that security piece. So when you add that burden to lack of education, it does add up to a lot of anxiety, in my opinion. And, you know, we feel like when it comes to boosting confidence, the first place to start is education. I know you're shocked to hear that from us sitting here doing this podcast that we've done for over 2 years. And we've had a radio program for way longer than that, where all we do is educate. Of course, we're going to say that. But the reality is we see it in the meeting room. That's why. And we feel like if you are listening to the show, you kind of get some brownie points though, because you're already educating yourself. So if you caught this one by accident, you get the brownie points for free. You need to listen more. But if you usually listen, I think you're going to find that what you expose yourself to grows.
Yep. And there's education everywhere. You can get it on the radio, like we have the radio shows, and there's podcasts. You can get on any website, Yahoo Finance, find out more about investing, mutual funds, bonds, and stuff like that. But there's also other events. You recently just hosted and spoke at our Enrich event that GenWealth hosted.
Yes.
I want you to just kind of talk about that. And do you think that it kind of aligned with what Primerica's study said, that 34% of women were confident in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds?
So this was a fantastic event. First of all, the fact that GenWealth has as many women in finance as we do is completely countercultural to what's out there in our industry. It was so cool to see. But we did. We spent a morning with some ladies in our local area talking about specific topics that women have shown an interest in. And one of the first questions we asked was, when you think of the word finance, how does it make you feel? What's one word to describe how you feel? And words like anxious, nervous, scared were the bulk of the comments that came up. There were a couple that also said they felt confident. So, and this was anonymous, we weren't going to know who was saying it, but it helped us understand where they were coming from. And they shared that they do carry a heavy burden with that, and that it stresses them a lot. And we all know, when it comes to, you know, marriages, one of the biggest challenges is financial unity. And so we took some time to talk about, you know, basic financial topics, about what they need to be prepared for in retirement, and also how to prepare their loved ones when they're no longer here. Because I think that's one of those things that tends to get overlooked. So it was a great day of spending some time, hopefully enriching those who came. We will be hosting it again. So if you missed this one, stay tuned to our website, because we will be having another event soon. Everyone who came said they wanted to bring a friend next time. But if you want to educate yourself, I will tell you, GenWealth does free workshops on a regular basis. So if you want to get involved in one of those, you can go to getreadyforthefuture.com/academy, and you'll always see there's a running list of what's coming up. So you can find out what's coming, see if that's something that interests you. We're going to be talking about taxes, Social Security, retirement, estate planning. Those are just some of the ones that we've done recently that you could get involved with as they're coming around to your neighborhood.
And there's typically food there as well.
There is. We don't advertise it, which I think is interesting, but there's always food because, you know, we're in the South. If we're going to get together, we got to have some food, right? So if we're starting with education as the key, because I do think even just getting started, you're going to have a better journey if you start with education, but you also just have to start somewhere.
Yeah, I think starting small is the key. You don't want to set a huge goal at first. Just start learning more and then start setting goals, whether that's saving $50 a month or however much you feel confident in putting back each month. You're not going to go into it being an expert and saving a lot of money at once and just being a pro right off the bat. You got to build little goals, take little steps, and get little wins. And then over time, you'll get to that point. And even if you're not listening to podcasts and doing education, you're going to be learning stuff along the way, just taking those steps.
And I think you can set up easy buttons for yourself. One of the things I did, I found that every year Christmas seemed to surprise me. And I would have to scramble to make sure I had the money to cover all the gifts, because I do have a substantial number of children, as we've discussed before. So last year, I decided no more. And I set up an auto draft into a savings account that is intended for Christmas savings. So you can't touch it once it's in there until they'll send me a check in the next few weeks. I just have a certain amount that comes straight out of my paycheck, goes straight into that savings account, and it'll be there. And funny enough, I actually ended up putting more in there than I meant to. So I'll actually be able to buffer some of my emergency savings too. But anything that you can automate when it comes to your goals, I have found really helps you meet them. So if you're struggling with savings, you can set it up. If you have direct deposit, you usually can set up your direct deposit to split between accounts. If you can't do it that way, you can set up automatic transfers within your bank. So I have one friend who, the minute her check hits the bank, the next day, an amount goes straight to her savings account automatically. So she doesn't see it as money to spend. That has been beneficial to her when it comes to saving for her future goals. But whatever it is, You've got to start a habit of savings if you want to be financially independent. I know it's not a fun, you know, it's not one of those exciting things to think about for some people. I have found that those who do it successfully are much more excited about it, though. But that habit is so important.
And once you've built that good habit of savings, that could be a good time to go find an advisor and get additional information and additional resources from them. You know, you can have all the education in the world, but sometimes it's also good to just have a second point of view and have somebody who can kind of hold your hand along the way in retirement or getting to retirement, because it is daunting to do it alone. It's always nice having someone else there to say, hey, you are making the right steps. And also a different viewpoint of, maybe I'm not seeing this. I know about it, but I'm not seeing it in my personal view. So finding an advisor that can give a second opinion is really important. And also finding the right advisor for you. It's really important to have an advisor that you like, that you trust, that is giving good services. So that is very important. And once you've built that habit, the next step would be finding an advisor that's right for you. It's really nice to have a second opinion, someone who can bounce ideas off of you and also let you know, hey, I am doing the right thing here. You can be doing the right thing, but you got to have that confidence, like we talked about earlier, that I know I'm doing the right thing. So having a second opinion, an expert in that field, letting you know, hey, you're making the right steps, you're doing the right things, let's keep it going. That can really help you have security in your plan.
And I think too, they can help focus your education. If you've got someone who's looking at your specific circumstances, instead of just giving broad advice, then they can help you find gaps and help you really just kind of supercharge your growth when it comes to the things you need to know to go through your journey efficiently. You know, I can give broad advice on this show, but I can't tell someone, this is your gap. You don't have enough life insurance. Here's what we can do to fill it. I can't do that from this platform here. But if I were working with you one-on-one, I can look at your specific needs, your specific steps, and give you action items to pursue. That's the beauty of a relationship with a good financial advisor. And if your financial advisor is not talking to you about more than just rate of return, that should be a sign to find a different coach. Because if they're not helping you with everything else that goes into your financial journey, you're going to end up with gaps that you wouldn't have otherwise noticed. So it's time for our 2 cents, and I'm going to start us off this time. Women, and really everybody, deserves to feel confident about their financial journey. This is yours. This is unique to you, and you deserve, your future self deserves, for you to have had the opportunity to make the most of what you have available to you. So you can start with some things that we talked about today, and if you want to personalize that, you can reach out to one of our advisors and get some personalized coaching, doing that by reaching out at info@getreadyforthefuture.com, or you can call us at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526. What about you, Alec?
And if you want some help getting started, download the 6 keys to financial independence. You can visit getreadyforthefuture.com/keys, or you can text keys to 501-381-5228.
We know we've given you a lot of numbers, a lot of little information here at the end. So if you want to find that stuff, you can find all of it at our website, getreadyforthefuture.com. That's where you can find our events, all of these downloadable tools. They're all on that website. So if you're ready for more, it's time to get started. We hope you guys have enjoyed our episode today. If you've learned something, we'd love for you to share this with someone else that needs this information so we can get the word out. Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes. The Jim Wall team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com or by calling our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526. And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Jim Wall Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.